Over 2 million construction jobs around the world are taking their projects to the next level. From roadways to railways, from skyscrapers to homes. Make your vision a reality. Build with Autodesk Construction Cloud. Try it free today at construction.autodesk.com.
The Yappy Program on WVNN.
Well, we have some breaking news on the economic front, and this is another reason why the Democrats and Joe Biden would rather focus on January 6th stuff and changing election laws rather than dealing with the economy. According to the Wall Street Journal here, U.S. hiring slowed in December to 199,000 new jobs. Though the U.S. did add a record number of positions in 2021, and the jobless rate did decline to 3.9%, according to the Labor Department. Last month's payroll gains left the U.S. economy with about 6.4 million more jobs than at the end of 2020, but the nation remains 3.6 million jobs short of pre-pandemic levels. So we're going to talk about this and more here on the Yaffe Program. You are listening to the Yaffe Program. This is the show where you can count on the latest news, the important guests, and the best analysis all for your morning commute. Joining me right now, as he does every Friday at this time, is Rick Manning. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Find out more about them at getliberty.org. He's a political commentator, economist, used to work for the Labor Department as well. Rick, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope your holiday and New Year's were good for you.
Yeah, they were great, and hope the same for you. It was a, not much has happened in the last 2 weeks, I say facetiously.
Yeah, for real. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I just you intro'd the employment numbers and you know exactly what the Wall Street Journal was saying. I think we talked about this last month when the numbers came out, and I just fundamentally disagree with their analysis, and so I'm going to provide a little bit of an alternative vision here.
Okay, go ahead.
Since December of 2020, the number of people employed since December of 2020 has gone from 149,800,000 people to 155,900,000 people, meaning you have an increase of about 6 million people. That is a massive growth of employment. And most of that growth in employment has occurred since June of 2021, which is when states stopped paying people to, Republican states stopped paying people to be unemployed. And so what we have here is actually a massive growth, a dynamic growth in the number of people who are employed. We've got a dramatic drop in the number of people who are unemployed. And it is a, and the reason why the Wall Street keeps calling it a miss on the establishment survey, which measures how many jobs that business creates, is because they're using the wrong measurements. They look at like ADP, which is a payroll company, and ADP comes out with a report saying, you know, here's how many jobs exist at ADP, right? And it's a big number. And then the establishment survey shows something else. The